It's nowhere near the kind of surveillance they're doing at the National Security Agency, but Virginia is putting together a sizable collection of information about its residents. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here. And David, what's this story all about?
Right, this story was written by Peter Baquet of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's about a little-known state program that's headed up at the Department of Motor Vehicles to kind of create a master state ID for people.
So what's the purpose? What do they plan to do with this?
They give a couple of examples. There are people that do a lot of buying and selling cars, and that requires handwritten paper documents. If people were certified under this program, they could conduct transactions like that, according to the DMV spokesman, entirely online. State agencies, such as the Department of Social Services, need to satisfy certain Medicaid requirements to determine eligibility. The state officials are citing these as the needs.
Well, among the reasons, and there are several, that some folks are criticizing this is that, David, it's been done more or less out of public view.
The DMV says they don't plan to have a public hearing or have much of a discussion. The American Civil Liberties Union, of course, has spoken out. Richmond's Technology Council has concerns about it. You know, anytime you gather information like this centrally by the government, there's probably some conversations that need to take place about privacy and protecting the information.
Michael Mann is back in the news. He's a former professor at UVA, now at Penn State, who's been accused by some of falsifying data related to his research on climate change. Here's Mann at the beginning of a research presentation in Charlottesville.
And I'll talk about the unfortunate intersection that has taken place between the political sphere and the scientific sphere, and the politicization of science.
Now, investigators from several agencies have said Mann has not committed any fraud, but a Freedom of Information request for his records from UVA ended up in court and now is going to the Virginia Supreme Court. David, what are the justices being asked to do?
The issue, of course, the Supreme Court is not going to pass judgment on Mann's research, but it's more narrowly defined to the Freedom of Information request. A conservative think tank and delegate Bob Marshall of Manassas put in a request. It was a pretty broad request. They wanted to see basically all records that related to his tenure there. UVA came back and said, well, that is going to cost at least $8,500 up front just to start the researching and archiving process.
Well, the law, of course, requires the requester of the information to pay the cost, and in this case, the requester believes that's an unreasonable amount. What else is at issue?
UVA's response to this lawsuit is it was extraordinarily broad and that they were prepared to hold back proprietary information. This is what is being contested with this to the Supreme Court, and they want the court to look at all the documents that were excluded because they were, quote, proprietary to make sure they truly were, and there wasn't anything in there that UVA is trying to hide.
Brian McKenzie with the Charlottesville Daily Progress wrote that story, by the way. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.